Yo, kids, what's
Ruby.
up?
Whoa.
Hold on a second here. Hold on. I might have like screwed everything up. Oh, nope.
Oh,
Okay,
I think so.
apparently, hold on a second
Is that just all
here. Nine.
Hi, Mindy.
Is he loud?
Okay.
You feel
Oh, what's
that?
up?
The
Yeah,
sky.
I'm on my brand new laptop.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this might
Yeah.
be the let's listen to Randy play D&D night.
Oh dear. All right. So,
Click save now.
Started.
just to get you up to speed, in the first hour of the program so far,
God, you guys have been on for an hour already?
Oh my
about
God, I didn't even
45
notice
minutes.
that. Oh my
Jeez.
gosh. I didn't even notice that.
Okay.
I hear what I'm saying.
Like,
All the forward
well,
looking stuff.
we discussed Nagaki Risa's graduation announcement.
Hey, wasn't I the one that was like, she's gonna be the next one to go? Get props.
Okay.
Give props, but the timing.
I was really hoping it was gonna be in the fall.
Yeah.
I think everybody, I think overall, to sum this all up, everyone knew she was next, but they just thought it would be in the fall concert, or at least like beginning of next year. No one thought
Yeah.
it'd be 5 months from now.
Yeah, kidding.
And Risa has decided to pass on the Miyagi beam to Mei Mei.
My Yuge beam?
Yeah, the Mayuge beam.
Yeah.
Miyagi beam. What is this, the
Sorry.
Karate Kid?
Mr. Miyagi, bro. Wait, how's it go?
I have no idea. I haven't seen that movie in
Wax
centuries.
on, wax off.
Yes. Yes, the grizzled veteran martial artist
Comes out of Mei
Risa
Mei's eyebrows.
passes on her
Actually, that's a pretty good comparison, believe it or not.
passes on her secret moves to the younger generation.
I'm sort of with you guys.
Use the Mayumi
I'm
beam.
with everybody.
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty good.
Whoa, why is the phone ringing?
There.
Oh,
And
dude, I bought a bunch of D20s. See, look,
Then let him borrow
it's so colorful.
Let him borrow one. I'll borrow one.
We also talked about the fact that Please Miniskirt Postwoman sold 34,000 copies this week.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Seems that cute.
Which is
Post
almost as
girls
much
in
as
mini
the last
skirts bodes
singles
well.
of Cute and Barry's Kobo put together.
Which doesn't surprise me, actually.
It's powerful.
And
It really works if you try to
we
control
were also talking about the Akihabara Backstage Pass thing, which opened last week.
in Akihabara?
Yes. What was
Tsunku's
that all
Cafe.
about? It's an idol training cafe
The idea of what it
where
says,
the
you know, the
customers are given a ID,
it
an
talks about
employee ID pass for a fictional
eventually wants to
talent agency.
Mm.
And apparently by buying things or participating in things and stuff like that, the customer can build up producer points that they can give to whichever trainee that they want.
Cool.
And the trainees that pick up the most producer points
You may be
either
positive
get to
something that
debut or get to have collaborations with HP groups. And I was
interesting.
remarking earlier that if they tried to do this in America, half the girls would turn to prostitution to get the producer points.
Yeah, because that would never happen in Japan.
Yeah. Well,
No, it probably could happen
oh, we're
there
not
too.
talking about tentacle rape.
Why not?
Well, I'm not saying that it's not going to happen at Backstage Pass. I'm just thinking that half the girls are not going to be participating. I'm sure some of them will.
Some of them. Sometimes. Maybe.
But a much smaller percentage than if they tried that in America.
Can't tell whether she's...
I'm sorry. It's hilarious. My friends are getting like one half of the conversation. No, one third of the conversation. So they keep giving me funny looks.
Okay. Okay, so... But
only every other word.
Okay. So moving on with the news. Also in the past week, they had a Ustream broadcast of Cute's 2011 year-end party.
Mm, that was cute. No pun intended.
Yeah, so a two-hour affair, which unfortunately, since it hasn't been like subtitled yet, was pretty excruciatingly boring for about two-thirds of it.
That was torture, because I watched half of that in the middle of the night while I was hungry. And I had to watch them sit there and eat a whole bunch of food. I was like, no, yes. Screw this. Oh, I'm going to sleep. And yes. As soon as I went to bed, freaking out of the four ninth gen come on.
I only caught the Kyuki members coming in.
Yes, yeah, so some of the early highlights from before the guests arrive were Iron Chef Okai and Iron Chef Mimi. Because they had like a split, they had at times they would have split camera angles for when one of the members went into the kitchen to like prepare stuff.
And of course, because they're Japanese women, they can all cook.
Well,
it's a prerequisite. If you don't have it at birth, they throw you off the cliff.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
it's horrible.
Actually,
Eddie is like really weird throughout like half of her life because she got thrown off the cliff.
Well, Mimi, I believe, was preparing creme brulee by using a flamethrower.
What? There was fire in this?
Yes.
Okay, I have to go back and watch that again.
Yes.
The only thing I thought I knew Mimi made was a cake. I did not know she did that.
No, this is before the cake.
Oh, okay. I only got like in the middle of it. Like I think I got in 45 minutes into it, and then I watched for like 10 minutes, and then I turned it off.
Okay. But of course, the true highlights were the guests. The first guest they had in was Yuka Medea.
So great of a
who?
Maeda Yuka.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry. Yes.
Thank you for translating.
Another Japanese butchering brought to you by your fail host. Yeah. So Yuka showed up and they sang Happy Birthday for her because I guess it was her birthday at the time.
Isn't her birthday like?
Her birthday is on the 28th.
Yeah, the
28th. Right. It.
Travel on foot, eventually catching a caravan.
It wasn't a New Year's Eve party. It actually came out on the 28th.
They don't ask questions.
It was live though, so
yes.
It's just probably like an end of the year party,
right?
Not really New Year's Eve, which a lot of Japanese companies like to do.
The people that are part of the caravan.
Yeah.
I'll stare at you with.
Listening to your conversation.
Okay.
So. Yeah, that's my valid response.
Okay, so. However, the Cute members were not playing D&D.
They were stuffing their faces.
Yes, they were stuffing their faces, and then they moved to the main event, which was doing karaoke.
Yes, karaoke, the staple of every Japanese party.
Yes, and it, for which they were joined by...
Not bukkake!
No, there was none of that going on. But they were joined for the karaoke performances by three of the members of the Kyukis. They had Rio, and Pon Pon show up. And... I did notice that after they were done singing, that they had a indirect kissu scene with Misupon and Eripon. Because Rhea was feeding them like a cake.
Another staple of a Japanese party. Indirect kissu.
What was that?
Yeah, the spoon feeding of the cake because nobody thought of getting extra utensils. Nobody thought of, let's just get the utensils that are on the table. No, Riho's too lazy. Let her just feed them with spoons.
It's still, it's cute that they're so close. Like, and they're still so young. They can get away with that crap.
Yeah.
It's like, unless somebody gets sick.
Yeah, they, unless that happens.
The funniest part, though, was the fact that Rhea was breaking off such huge pieces of pudding slash cake that instead of being like an indirect kiss, it was more like an indirect sloppy makeout session.
What is wrong with you?
The girl is 13. Don't put that on her. If anything, though, I think she really liked that cake because supposedly she had like icing all over her face after.
Now, no, wait a second. There was no bukkake going on at this party.
Well, now there was.
There was. Well, wait, what?
Cake, boot cake. I had a teacher call it boot cake one day. Oh, I was like, really?
Well, that's
all
right. There's a cookbook that Ada showed me that.
Okay. Oh my god.
But yeah, pretty much everybody fawned over Riho's cuteness. Hmm. I just heard his voice, so I'm guessing I didn't.
Yeah, you don't want to know about that cookbook. And he's over here giggling now. Hmm. Anyway, cake. Cake is delicious. The cake is a lie.
Yes. But anyways.
Natural heart.
Oh, yeah!
Gosh.
Wow.
Such colorful language your friends have.
Yes. I'm sorry. It's a cookbook. The cookbook is called Natural Harvest, and it is the... What, read it again?
A collection of semen-based recipes.
A collection of semen-based recipes.
Ew.
Oh, okay.
Natural Harvest. Let this roll about your mind for a second.
Yeah, I think there was a porn movie in the 70s like that.
The joys of cooking with semen?
No, it was like...
Let's put icing on her face.
The pizza delivery boy.
This pizza needs some icing.
Yeah.
So does your face.
Special sauce. Anyway. And
okay.
Getting back on topic.
I thought you were killing Kawhi.
Getting back on topic. During the karaoke.
Pizza guy.
Pon Pon sang
Uchi-chan
Law.
This is going to be the best podcast ever.
And Pon Pon and Rio did Dance de Bacon.
You mean
Uchotin
Love and Dance de Bacon. With cute is the most epic.
Let's continue.
Characters in the world.
Yes. That too.
And I just love the fact that all three of them knew the dance to Uchotin Love.
Yeah, they're fangirls.
Especially Eripon, because she loves smileys.
Wait, we ran into a caravan? What?
Combat.
Oh, combat. Okay.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes. Now.
Hey, I'm a level 10 elf scout, all right? Bite me. I could shoot you in the head from wherever. Whatever.
Hey.
Let's go. I can kill some people.
Hey.
Oh, not you guys.
Hey, I used to be an adventurer just like you, and I took an arrow in the knee.
No. I'm rolling to shoot you in the knee now. Okay, I critted. You take an arrow to the knee.
I am just a normal person who has no idea what you guys are talking about.
Oh, it's an internet.
It's
what
a
I was
very
saying was
annoying
an
internet meme that just
I've
needs
seen
to
the
die.
Meme. I've seen the meme and I've heard like some of the jokes and I'm just like, what is going on?
I don't even know how this started. The arrow in the knee. I know the game it started from, but I don't. Why? Why did this take off? I don't understand. It's just so innocuous.
People have nothing better to do with their lives.
That's true.
And every guard tells you everything repeatedly. They're computers.
Let's keep going, please. I don't want to feel lost anymore.
What was the next topic?
Okay, the next topic. Next topic. UFZS has been very busy.
Is that the Korean J-pop? The Korean cover dancers?
Yes. Also known as the Up Up Girls.
Yes, that name I am much more familiar with.
Yes. in fact,
Martin Scorsese.
In fact, that they actually somewhat changed their name, as much as
again.
Well, before they were called the Up Up Girls Provisional.
Provisional.
Now they're called the Up Up Girls.
Oh, they're official now.
Yes, they're officially the Up Up Girls. And one of the things that they have going for them is that they just released on YouTube a dance cover of Tiara's Ya Ya Ya.
I'm guessing Tiara is a K-pop group.
That's correct.
They are. Never seen that song yet. I only listened to one Thai song. I feel bad.
Yeah, I know. I know Kara. Okay. I've listened to Kara. I know of SNSD.
Not Kara. Tara.
The Tiara. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying that I've never heard of these chicks. These lovely ladies. I have never heard of them.
Well, sounds like an interactive section should be called.
Another one?
Has there already been one tonight?
Yes.
Yes, with Kika's new single, which I now like, but I think everyone's going to hear it now because my speakers went all stupid on me and played the music out loud.
We can never have enough interactives.
Okay, tell me what site to go to.
Okay, so...
He's going to give you, the whole thing. He's going to tell you the link.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not going to do it this time?
Well, I actually had to give, the physical address last time because it was a private video.
Yeah, but you can still give the link, even though it's unlisted.
Right. So I had to give the raw link.
You didn't have... No, I mean, you didn't have to say it. You could have just copied and pasted it, too.
Yes, but it was on a different computer.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, he has two computers. And he was watching it on the other one, so he had to tell it to me out loud.
Yes.
So he had to hear me go, after every, letter and number. Which is probably going to, make people annoyed.
but if you got it, then the people at home got it.
I don't know.
Okay, well, this time, can't you just copy and paste it into the little message thingy? Or do we...
But that would be too easy.
Make it easy.
When the podcast comes out, you can just copy and paste the link onto the description.
Right.
If you remember.
But that would be too easy.
Can't we do that now?
Let's go to youtube.com and type into their search T-A-R-A Ya 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 Dance.
Oh, is this the actual group? You're not posting the cover?
Well, since a lot of people aren't familiar with what we're talking about, it might be good to look at the original first.
I love how they have repeating titles. I just noticed that. They have Cry Cry, Roly Poly. Oh, that's another one, Annie. I knew Roly Poly and some other song.
Okay, so if you type that in, then fifth from the top are the beat Tiara Ya 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 Japanese MV dance version. Does everybody see that?
PV Ya 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 Japan version?
There's a trillion Japanese versions.
Yeah.
Well, if you type in
If you 1, 2, 3, 4. Tune active dance number 11, part 1-2 is the one that I get fifth from the top.
Oh, okay, go one more.
Wait.
Tiara, yeah. 24 December 2010.
Huh, that's weird. The one which I think is correct would be Tara Yayaya, open parenthesis, Japanese MV dance version, .flv.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Yeah, I'm okay, not getting that either.
What did you search for?
Tara, yeah.
Okay.
All right, let me see.
Okay, try T-A-R-A, yeah, dance. D-A-N-C-E.
Okay. I'm going to take my mask. We can still hear you, Render. Okay, now I get a dance cover.
I forget what I have.
Oh, wait. I think I found it. Wait,
that's skirmish. Okay.
It's Japanese MV dance version in parentheses and then FLV.
Yes, that should be the one.
Okay.
Has the 10th level elf found it?
What was the rap shot?
She's muffled right now.
Okay. I am muffled.
You sound like you're under the covers, but you're not.
That's because I have my hand over the microphone.
Alright. 17 on the first one, and a natural 20 on the second.
Wait, don't laugh at me, this is fun.
What is this language we speak of? I'll become Lin-Lin. I don't speak D&D.
Were you able to find it, Randy?
12 damage total. No, I was not.
I found it.
12 damage total.
I just put in Tada Yayaya dance and...
Japanese version?
Yes.
No, I didn't even... Well, hold on.
Just...
You know what?
Well, that's what the little scroll down thing says.
You know what? You know what? This is what I'm going to do. Where is it? How do you chat on this? Look, I'm going on the chat box. I'm sending you the link. It is sent.
Yeah, I can't find it. Just give me the...
Open the chat box! Open the chat box!
Oh, open chat box, right.
Yeah, I just put it on there. Should be there. Could have been solved right. So easy.
That was easy. I'll give it
okay.
To really. Okay.
Alright, so... Shall we...
What's the turn on that? Who's going on what turn?
Okay, so in 5 seconds, let's hit on start. So the countdown is 5, 4, 3, 2, and click.
Why are they dressed as Indians? Or Indian-ish.
I have no idea. Maybe they thought it was cute.
One thing Korean music videos have
this
over...
super, super loud. These headphones are awesome.
I see, I don't know if it's loud or not because... He told me last time that it wasn't loud, but it probably is loud. I feel bad. I don't know why it's doing this.
I can, barely hear you guys over mine playing, so...
Mm. Oh, yours! I thought you meant mine.
Yeah. No, I can't hear you guys, really.
Oh, well, at least everybody can hear it, then. They won't feel, awkward.
Please, don't give him any ideas.
Now, one thing I One thing I do notice, though, about the dance version is that the dance is pretty lame.
Dance better than me.
Tune is very catchy, though.
I mean, the song's okay. It's just that compared to a lot of the other, like, K-pop, like, dance-type things, this is kind of,
yeah, there's a lot less ass-shaking and more clothes, like. I think that's what's really weird about it.
Then it looks like someone can't really dance in the heels. I don't think they can dance in the heels that well. Because they're barely, like, lifting their feet.
Women can dance in heels. I've seen it. It's scary.
No, but I mean with these heels. They look like they're trying to, but they don't want to fall at the same time.
In these heels?
So it looks like you're dancing on stilts.
Oh, did they lose clothes there? Now it's looking like some K-pop.
No, I think it's just... It wasn't black. And it blended in with the background.
Mislies.
You know what I realized, though?
What do you realize?
A lot of Korean groups like to have titles that repeat in the name.
Yeah, it's kind of repetitive.
Like, SNSD with a G, and then O, and whichever other one, I can't remember. And now this one, they have Ya Ya Ya. And I know Tada also has Roly Poly. And then I saw in the description, they also have Cry Cry.
Okay, so that's the original version. So now instead of searching for dance, go Tiara Ya 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 UFZS.
Okay.
Wait, are we searching for another video?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Just give me the link.
Making me work.
Yeah.
Well, I guess my Japanese pronunciation is a fail, and Randy's, like, search skills can be a fail.
Hey,
no, Randy's just lazy. She's just lazy.
I am lazy, thank you.
Okay. Okay, her motivation is a fail.
There, I sent it.
Thank
you.
You
owe me.
Okay, so...
I do owe you.
Okay, so...
I don't have it with me today, but I will post you some spoilers for my story later. Because you know I love you.
Okay, so the title of the video is Ya 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 - Tiara covered by UFZS.
I'm up again?
Yep.
Oh, wait, no, I got a different title then. I got a fan cam.
Oh,
is it supposed to be a fan cam?
No, it's not supposed to be a fan cam.
Oh, I got the fan cam one then.
No,
I just clicked on the first one and I saw.
I think it's fourth down.
Yeah, I have no negative shooting into melee. Okay.
I think it's fourth down.
Oh, I see it now. Okay. Randy.
Dash.
I have to send you another one.
TR covered by UFCS. Probably.
All right. Covered by...
I got it. Hold on. That one.
Who are they meleeing?
My Earth Elemental?
They all look the same!
Look at the numbers!
That's racist. Black people are not all the same.
Oh, that
Shut
hurts.
You.
Did you just say that?
Not you.
Okay, is everybody on the same page now?
Whoever's saying it better not be hurting my race.
No, I'm hurting red dice. They all look the same. They are all the same exact red dice. So he's like, these are in melee. With what? With this guy. They look the same.
8-1-3-6-1.
I knew I should have worn my white and nerdy t-shirt tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Covered by UFZS. Okay, it is my turn.
So let's start it in 5, crit at 4, 3, 2, ooh, 1, and cluck.
Click.
Okay, I definitely hit. And that's a... So I hit with an 11. Okay, that's good damage.
Should have put more light in that room.
Good damage. Oh.
Yeah, so I think I figured out probably why they wanted to do this song.
Okay, I have a question.
Sure.
Not you guys.
Okay, I've got Rabbit Shot, but I
okay.
Have,
I think I figured out why they wanted to do this song.
They wanted to dress like Indians?
No. They wanted a simple song so that they could show off the fact that the 14-year-old has progressed to the point where she doesn't ruin the dances anymore.
Where she doesn't ruin the dances anymore?
Well,
the youngest one in this, the one that wears the glasses with the short hair? I forgot her name right now.
The sunglasses girl, but like the girl with like the really short haircut and who's like really skinny.
What are the ones with six?
She's not the one who used to wear her glasses all the time.
Well, they were sunglasses, Chan.
2.8.
I don't know about sunglasses, Chan. I just know girls used to wear glasses. I don't know. I just knew she used to wear glasses.
I think the
when she was an egg, she like was the only one who wore her glasses.
Oh yeah. I think you're right.
They all look like Indians.
Minami.
Yeah.
I don't know her name.
Actually, I think you're right. I think that she did wear glasses when she was an egg.
Yeah, like she was the only one I mostly remembered from just that because she wore her sunglasses for glasses.
Okay.
But is that her? Is she the youngest one?
Yeah, she's the youngest one by at least 2 years, I think. And she used to be like youngest by like 5 years until like Akira joined. No, wait a second. I'm sorry. I don't have their names in front of me, so I'm really bad at remembering their names. But the point is that they actually do this the dance just as well as the original group.
Well, I mean they were just dancers for like what, half of their performance lives.
Well, but it's, oh, come on, the K-pop
groups. And it was mostly other groups.
Oh yeah! Summon Kool-Aid Man.
Oh my goodness!
What's wrong with you guys?
Shoves you into.
That's the Kool-Aid spell. I'm sorry.
Okay, I guess your D&D proof of the UFCS video.
Yeah, they just. I'm sorry, my friends just didn't want you to forget that they're here.
Okay.
I don't think we can forget that now.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, hey, I could plug in my my headphones so that they could hear us all talk." I was like, "No, I think they'll be able to hear you fine through my microphone."
Now, also in UFCS news, they'll be releasing their first original single soon, which is
they're gonna be singing in it.
Yes.
They sing? They're not just a dance cover group? They actually sing?
Yes.
This is news to
beautiful me. Voices come out.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, well, first off, the group has been singing, or at least a couple months ago, was singing every week at some idol theater in Shibuya.
Yeah, but it's not like we can exactly hear them sing from here, you know?
Well,
no. So the news that they're releasing an album is literally quite new.
Well, single. A single.
Whatever.
They're not doing a cover. It's like actually theirs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Really singles
before, or was it just like random videos?
No, they just usually did random videos of like covers.
Yeah.
Literally. And their job used to be doing back dances of covers of the actual people. You'd think once they actually got out, they wouldn't do that anymore, but I guess.
And so, the single.
Yes, yeah, so the single is going to be a collaboration with the Korean group Tensai Love.
Never heard of them.
Neither one.
Yeah. Me neither.
Okay, so in other UFCS news, for the members of UFCS, Kanetsu, Anano, Akiri, and Morisaki are joining the soccer team.
You mean,
wait, Gatas?
Yes.
What?
Okay.
I didn't even know that thing was still alive.
Yeah, Gatas is still there?
Yes.
Wow. Where has it been?
Are That's they playing, news. Like... Have they been playing? I mean,
no.
Haven't they lost like half their members?
Apparently.
Pretty much.
Although I believe that one of the UFCS members is a former member of Gatas.
Yeah. Again, that's news to me.
Okay.
I wouldn't even be aware of them if we didn't talk about them on this podcast. Like, I saw their thread on JPF, and I was like, who are these?
I just know
them
as eggs.
Whatever.
I just knew them as eggs.
Former eggs.
Former eggs. Eggs. Okay. I'm not even aware when they like add new members to the eggs. Like, that's just beyond my sight.
Well, that's not really all that important to learn that the eggs have a new 10-year-old member who in 4 or 5 years might actually do something.
Like the eggs might in 4 or 5 years actually do something.
No, the 10-year-old member of the eggs might they might actually do something with her in 4 years.
Yeah, didn't Kudo join the Eggs when she was like 10?
No, she was only in there for like a year.
Well, she's 11 now, so that means she joined when she was 10.
No, she's 12 now. She just turned 12 last year.
Yeah, they said that she was only in Eggs for like a year, and then Momusu. Meanwhile, Smilage waits like 5 years.
Yeah. Poor Smilage. And now half of the original members are gone.
True.
We just had any.
Some just went, screw this, I'm going to another idol group. Others just disappeared off the face of the planet.
Yeah.
Chisato's little sister, like... cough, cough, cough.
Another news.
Use my diet.
Dream Morning Musume. Will be releasing their first and only single.
Yeah, I haven't listened to the full single yet, but I sure want to catch the full PV when it comes out.
I just want to know why is iChen in it.
Yeah, iChen, that's the whole reason I care about this.
Well, she's in it as...
It kind of makes Dream Morning Musume relevant.
Well, she's in it as an actress.
I know, that's what I mean. Right. She wasn't even
relevant
in
to my interests!
Right. But
the eye butt makes an appearance. Yes. Cannot be missed.
There was like a preview of it on like some Amoeba show.
Yeah, and everybody went crazy. Like, oh my god, is I just running Dream Morning Musume? No. What? For like, what, 2 minutes?
They showed like a little bit more of the PV, and it showed her when like she's on like the runway thing. And like she turns and she walks and she magically turns into Rika.
She magically what?
Turns into Rika.
That's what I thought you said.
Huh, I missed that.
Like, she fades away and it's Rika walking. I don't know.
So,
when is this coming out? I want to see this whole thing now.
Oh, and the highlight of the preview for me was the fact that Rika takes her first like slap bump since like her first years in Hello Morning.
Oh yeah, Yossi slaps her.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You see, when Rika was first coming up in Morning Musume, they would do this skit on Hello Morning.
Oh, yeah. The one where she would complain and they'd be like, you should be grateful for what you have. And then they would throw her to the ground.
Yeah, they would slap her and she would take a bump halfway across the room.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a... this is our first slap bump in like 8 years.
50 years.
Oh, well, she deserves it.
I can't believe it's Yossi doing it too.
Too busy daydreaming about the guy playing up with Koharu and Kay.
Yeah, Yossi was like, "Bitch, pay attention to me."
Still, I tend to.
Don't be dreaming of somebody else.
In the end, the main question is still, why is Hai-chan there, and why does she magically turn to Rika?
Yes, this is the all-encompassing question.
Well, actually, I thought the all-encompassing question was whether or not Yossi was going to deny paternity of Mickey's child.
26. Actually, that's a critic.
Mickey's going to have a boy.
Didn't she already have a boy?
No, she just
announced it? I don't know. I just caught like random snippets.
She announced it a few days ago. She's gonna have a boy.
What did she do?
Well, she got married a couple of years ago. She has a husband.
When is she due for the baby?
I want to say February, but I don't think that's right. I don't know exactly.
No idea.
But it's due enough to know what sex it is.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay, so.
You have a good base attack, though.
I have something we can talk about.
Okay, what's that?
The videos on Mobekimasu's YouTube channel showing his previews of 9th, 10th, and 2nd gen. 9th and 10th Momusu members and 2nd Gen Smattage members being the opening act for Funky-chan and Rock-chan. And I will say this, if you pay attention to Kanana and Haruna and Masaki, it's hilarious, but in a good way.
Because they can't dance?
Exactly.
But they're so cute trying.
I know. That's why I love it. And Kanana, she can't do, like, the whole, like, swerve circle thing with her hips. And then Haruna's just way too flowy with her dance moves. And Masaki's, like, in between.
Like, hardcore, she reminds me of Kaori. That is an 18. Oh, 2 damage.
Speaking of the Jukis.
That hits. And that's an 8 damage.
So,
yes, 10 total. I'm glad I don't have to do math this time.
One girl who's not taking damage today, at least today in Japan, is Ashita Ayumi.
Yay!
Because it is her 15th birthday today.
Wait, yes, which
Dashi
Ayumi?
Is 15. Dashi.
Oh,
Dashi.
Juki member.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's 15. That's right. It is her birthday.
Yep.
Yay, happy birthday. Bitch.
Okay, so
why would you say that to a 15-year-old?
Because I can.
Okay, so that's pretty much all.
It's a term of endearment, damn it.
That's pretty much all I have for hard news.
For hell yeah. Oh, other than the have you guys already talked about the singles that were revealed during the Hello Pro concerts?
Nope.
No. Because probably because we didn't show them.
Yeah, because they all suck.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to say. I don't like any.
I actually agree with that.
Joko Pilko, I hate that song, but it has invaded my brain and it won't go away.
Now.
I love that song now.
However, going into more wild speculation and fantasy.
God, I can't wait for this.
Here we go.
The new Morning Musume song, Pico Pico Ultra.
Kyoko Pyoko Ultra. Don't make us hit you through the screen.
Okay. Pyoko Pyoko Ultra. In November, Sunk tweeted that the Morning Musume singles dance will be very risky, seriously dangerous. Or in Japanese, Kanari
Yabasu. And then it comes out with this.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes.
I don't know. It was the only risk, them like falling and breaking an ankle or something, because
No. No, like, you're missing the point. It's a horrible pun.
Yeah, and then it's freaking chicken suits.
No, it's a horrible pun.
It's a horrible pun.
Yes,
because of the way how he put it, he put the pun to make it sound like canary, like the bird, out of the cuckoo clock, which is on the cover.
Okay. Do you hear this? Do you hear this sound? This is me slapping my forehead. I'm sorry, I've only got like one headphone on, so I'm having trouble hearing you guys clearly. If I turn it up any more louder, then I'll like blow my eardrums out.
Mm. Now, as for Wild Flights of Fancy, hearing that, I thought that that Easy Pawn and Airy Pawn should do a magical girl gimmick, similar to Pretty Cure. And their finishing move should be Kanari Yabusu, and when they do that, Riho and Cannon run in with canary suits on and carry out the bad guys.
So pretty much make the younger people do the work.
Yes.
Gotta whip them into shape somehow.
Hey. Okay.
If anyone's making anyone do work, it'd be Riho making everyone do work.
Or Reina making Riho make everybody do work. It's a complicated triangle.
All I know, the one thing I don't like about the PV for Coco Coco Ultra, which needs to be like in full by now, is that they use a projector in it.
Yeah,
to, like,
I saw the
girl
baby
can't.
Up, and then it was like projecting onto Micah.
I thought that was just there for editing purposes, so they edit it later, but no.
No, it's like projector.
No, let's put them on a green bush and let them walk around. Let half of their faces be gone. Because, you know, the protector's that awesome. And right, when they come up to a white screen, actually put something that makes sense there.
Mine plus 7.
But I think the only reason why a lot of people do not like Coco Coco Ultra is because they put their hopes up. And they had huge expectations.
Mm. I have not heard the preview for their B-side, though.
Only like a 38-second preview so far, and it sounds awesome.
38 seconds is like an eighth of the song.
But yeah,
if my math doesn't suck that much,
they're like cool sounding. Pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I want. Well, I mean, there needs to be like a happy medium between like cool sounding and hey, 2/3 of the members are under 15.
Or younger.
Yeah.
Under 15. 15 or under.
Yep.
Other than freaking baby chicks, which, God, those costumes need to be burned. Just burn them. Just burn them and forget about them and never wear them again.
Anything, they should have different shoes, because I think the shoes would have made it a lot better.
They look like Big Bird. All of them. All of them look like Big Bird.
If anyone looks like Big Bird, it's Risa, because she's fluffy.
Big Bird feet.
Oh. If anyone looks like Big Bird, it's Risa, because she's actually fluffy.
She's actually fluffy.
She is.
I guess they were trying to make for a mature chicken look.
And they made her look like a fluffy rooster. So she's not even a female chicken. She's a dude chicken.
Dude chicken.
Because Aichan took the female chicken costume from that Hello Channel magazine.
I was looking at the video and I turned to my right where I have that poster on the wall of from the Hello Channel, the poster that comes with the Hello Channel, and I was like, this has been done before. I did bring it back. Anyway, let's get off the topic before my head explodes.
Okay, so since we're pretty much out of like hard news now, let's move on to pure opinion and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's now the year 2012. A time to look back on 2011, what truly mattered. And what truly mattered was the couples in HP. So I was thinking that we could debate over some HP couples awards.
Okay. Like the ones that you posted in the pairing thread? Yes. Takagaki. Ultimate couple.
Okay.
New couple? Pom pom.
Well, the first category is best couple.
Don't look at me weird. This makes sense in context.
Yes. Yes, the first category is best couple, and there was pretty much a consensus that 2011 was the year of Takagaki.
Every year is the year of Takagaki.
Yeah, I wouldn't say.
Well, last year more so because of Aichan's graduation, but yeah. I can beat you, boy. Don't touch my keyboard.
Okay.
Sorry, just have to threaten my friend.
Okay, the second category is
we're just gonna start throwing next.
Is best new couple.
I have that tied.
And there seemed to be a pretty good consensus about that as well.
I have that tied. I have Pom Pom and Zuki and Riho. Riho came in like a little.
Yes, but,
like they started off slow.
Yeah, well, I always kind of thought that that one seems a bit more one sided for now.
Well, yeah, because Riho's obsessed with Zuki, but Zuki doesn't. Yeah.
Actually, I was thinking more like Zuki is obsessed with Riho, and Riho is 12. So
yeah, well, like, ultimately totally. Though, if you
Riho's 13,
whatever. Just
if you go by the interest that the threads have generated, you'll see that Pon has about three times more interest.
I mean they.
Because any Pom can't hide anything.
Yeah. Her absolute world crush on Risa is crazy.
Okay.
It's like, Mizuki's her girlfriend, and then Risa's like her huge crush that she can't have.
That upperclassman that's just so dreamy.
Yeah. Okay.
It's so dreamy.
The next category is steamiest couple.
Can we go with Takagaki again?
Everybody's going to hate this podcast because we're so Takagaki
biased. Well, actually, that's the first time I've heard that mentioned. For steam.
Really?
Takagaki, a steamiest couple?
Yeah. The only talk I've heard so far for steamiest couple was Mano Arena and...
oh, yeah!
Ami.
Yeah, Takagaki, yes! They definitely went for steamiest couple.
Okay.
And this will be the only time I ever say forget Takagaki.
Yes.
That bad me.
Okay. No problem. Okay. Next guy.
Is it mostly because of those up to boy scans? Damn.
Okay.
Is that the only reason why?
Yes. The up to boy thing. Do they need any other reason? They practically shot porn. Of course, the steamiest couple. Anyway, next category: best one-sided crush.
Eddie Pond and Risa.
Eddie Pond Gaki. Oh. That's a good one.
Kaki-san, look, I'm wearing a shirt.
Actually, that's the first I've heard of that.
Kaki-san, look, I have the pictures.
Yeah.
Let me mail them to you, because that's not embarrassing.
The only stuff I've heard so far was the one-sided crush of Chisato for Miyabi.
But there's a lot, actually, if you think about it.
Chisato Miyabi?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Chisato's been, like, obsessed with Miyabi lately. Then we have Cinderella obsessed with Kunai-chan. Then we have Mei-Mei obsessed with Mai. And then we have Edipon obsessed with Risa. And Sayu obsessed with Riho-Riho.
That should be a whole different category altogether.
Yes.
That one is the pedo bear award or something. Sayu wins every time.
Yes. Okay, so that one seems to be a little bit more up in the air. And finally, the final category is best cluster.
Everyone, Mobekimasu.
No. We're talking about
the
groups.
Best cluster?
Groups of three or more.
Where do we freaking start?
Where it seems that nearly everybody is crushing on everybody else in the group.
Yeah, we should just put Mobekimasu down and just leave it at that, because that is the biggest clusterfuck ever. There's Captain Miyabi, Chinami, Risako, which is freaking always. There's
what's one?
Yes. There's Damani.
Everything goes back to Eripon.
Speaking of Eripon, one of my favorite clusters of the year was Eripon, Mizupon, Mano Arena, and Momoko.
Okay, how the hell does that work?
Well, because Mano and Momo are best friends, and Eripon and Mizupon are best friends.
But how does that intermix? I'm not connecting the dots.
Okay. There's double arena. Missy Pond has a huge crush on Momoko.
Oh yeah, she is a huge fangirl, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yes.
But didn't she say that she was into Miyabi now too?
Yeah. She's troubled, but she still loves Momoko.
Yeah. She just wanted to tease Momoko. I remember that one now. No, we said something.
No, I think she was serious though.
She's
serious.
And Mano Arena and Momoko hang out a lot.
Yeah, they're like BFFs.
Yeah.
So that's one of the big clusters of the year.
Alright, hold on a second.
Sure.
Are you looking too?
Yes.
So what else?
Another cluster which came up outside of HP proper was in Dream Morning Musume.
Yes.
Where you had
I know.
A huge cluster going on with Rika, Yasi, Ikki, and Makoto. With Yasi being hit on by all three of the other girls, and Rika starting to go out with Makoto.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was all over their blogs for a while.
Oh, I don't really watch their blogs.
So you are going to stick around?
Yes.
So... So apparently the question of best cluster.
Welcome back.
We were also discussing the cluster that was going on in Dream Morning Musume with Yasi, Rika, Makoto, and Mickey.
This one's been going on since the beginning of time, though.
Well, true.
Sorry, it was like the beginning of time, there were these four clusterfucks, and then it did stop.
Yes, but this year they added
this year they added Miki's husband. Woo!
No, this year they added Kawagawa.
Who?
Exactly.
Rika and Makoto.
Oh, you just mixed their names. Oh, I see what you did there.
How about?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Clusterfucks.
So I guess we could say that the question of best cluster is still somewhat up in the air.
Yeah. Mobe
Keybox. Just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Everybody loves everybody.
Except for. Well, maybe. Okay.
I think I agree with that one.
What was that?
Huh?
Okay, I think she said that she had to go get a soda.
You understood all.
I know.
Okay.
Who are you people?
What was that?
What? Did you get amnesia? Yes.
I think she's talking elf right now.
No, we took a break.
Okay.
Our paladin had to go to work.
Okay.